Hello everyone, and welcome to the Fall Quarterly Contest recording. I know it's been a while. I also have noticed that things have been really slow since going to this quarterly scheme, which kind of makes me want to go back to the monthly arrangement. But frankly, given my schedule and the fact that it's taken me 4 to 5 weeks to actually get to this recording, I think we can all see how it's going. But I'll say more about that at the end. Anyway, gonna dive into the word file and start with share. So, this piece was interesting, but it feels a bit incomplete to me. I like the description, but the grit feels just somewhat empty. Things could have gone deeper. For example, I enjoyed the celestial connection with things. I grinned at the name Pulsar and found it humorous and fitting, especially as a scientist. Like, come on. But at the end of the day, I'm left questioning why I should give two shits about this paladin. I fear that I frankly don't. And that's a huge problem you need to overcome when it pertains to character building. It's a quintessential facet of good writing. If I don't give two shits about your character, then what is the motivation to read or to remember? More importantly, writing isn't always about what you feel in the moment. It's how you feel about something after you've stepped away and come back to it. I can't tell you how many times I've reevaluated my feelings on a piece or broken a tie in this contest even. By thinking, you know, for several days or a week even, and coming back and saying, which piece do I remember the most? Like, which piece really stuck out as good in my mind and sunk into my brain at all levels of what makes good writing? And if you don't give me that reason or motivation, then I'm left, it's just a blank, and that's a problem. So work on it. More scrolling. VOC, meh. Cute, but meh. There are grammatical issues packed deep in this. It also didn't do very much to wrangle in my imagination and make me think big. Honestly, this was a cutscene from Ghostbusters, and that's about it. And I know you can do better. It's like, come on, you just came off this huge return over the summer, you banked mad shit, and then you give me this. Like, I know you're capable of much better writing with your literary talent, and you should show it off. More scrolling through the giant word file to Utora. This wasn't the most original thing in the world, but you did a damn fine job with this one. It kept me reading and brought feels, namely a churning in my stomach, but that's what makes it special and good, so nicely done. Oh yeah. Yumi. One thing stuck out to me here. Fuck, you said bones a lot. Frankly, it was distracting, and it brings up a good point. There's some weighty grit in this piece. The depth of this apocalyptic landscape just forms in my mind and sticks. Not only does it stick, but it gets heavier and heavier as I read. I feel that the language should follow accordingly. Head into deeper vocab as you go. Pepper in things that really drill home the image. Tear-jerking exodus, right? That's about the point where I got tired of seeing bones. Now, I know I have this crazy, weird OCD thing with, like, oh my god, synonyms, and that if you have too many, that's also distracting, but not using any depth or spread of vocab is equally as distracting. Like, imagine, just for a second, if you had peppered in bones and marrow and other, you know, play on the grit with synonyms. If you develop the scene, and you're building this heavy, gravity-wrenching, crazy fuck-ass scene that is blowing people's minds, but you're still using a word that I would expect in a kindergarten class, then you've essentially only achieved half of the image. You need to not only develop the image in the mind through your writing, but develop the image that your words present when you read them, or when your audience reads them, and that's very important to me. And I think trying to focus on that point at some point when you're writing would be a good idea. Frosted Midnight. This is an interesting piece, Frosted, and I like where you're going with this, but I think you could dig a little bit more here. The message as it sits just feels kind of incomplete to me. Like, you've placed the gist of your work out there for digestion, but the gravity and depth of the underlying feeling and issue remains untouched. This is a nice start to season 4, but I think you can vastly improve on this work by really hitting those untapped elements. Not only is it just good in general, but diving into those untapped things really just is an open book for boosting your creativity and originality points here. And it definitely is something to consider moving forward. Now, this brings me to another point. I've now finished. That's all the entries I got, and it's a shame that it's taken me this long to get to it. But you know, work, girlfriend, holidays, all of that bullshit. I've noticed lately that the WC has been fairly empty. Like, it just seems slow all around. So I think it's important that we try to sit down and maybe liven it up a bit. So I will make an effort to be around more, and hopefully, you know, we can spice it up. That being said, you know what's coming. I'm digging down deep. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.